Lights are flashing, speakers pound, streets of Rhodesia shake the ground. FTJ Media, the world astounds. White pill TV, they're renowned. We dance until the morning cries.
Sway. lose yourself in beats we play. In this trance we're meant to stay till the break of dawning day.
Psychodrill is based as fuck.
We're pair of pliers and blow torches.
Here's my fucking niggas. If so many fucking niggas have to find me, we don't have fucking niggas.
Bro! I know what I'm like, and that's quite right, right?
I'ma get me evil on your ass.
You know what it's time for? It's time to make James mad.
Psychodrill is based as fuck.
I'ma get medieval on your ass.
Psycho Drill is based as fuck.
Thank you.
We don't like talking needles.
Brown.
It's mighty than the average white.
I know what I'm like, and that's white, white, white.
He throws Romans like a kung fu master. Psychodrilla rides the SS Express every night.
It's time to make Jews mad. Get jacked, get fash, get active. Get fash, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking slash.
Gott mit uns.
White fucking power. These Jews run your whole country, wake the fuck up.
He is a Nazi who dresses up like Hitler. He throws Romans like a kung fu master. It was Psychodrilla.
Sieg Heil. Gott mit uns. Juden raus.
Raise your hand in the sky. White pride worldwide. White fucking power.
It's mighty than the average white.
It was Psychodrilla. Beast ass.
Spot the tranny in this dance bit here. I only spotted it when I was testing it earlier. Oh, for fuck's sake. Anyway, spot the tranny. There he is, standing next to the nigger on the left hand side of the screen. Look at it, it's insane, mate. So you can tell that none of these people have seen Psychodrilla dance. They'd have a way better step than this. Fucking niggers, everything, I don't know. The things they do to my favourite tracks. Fucking hell. Then that'll be down to Nick, mate. Looks like it could be. Fuck's sake. And welcome to a Moody Monday with me. Nice, the Rhodesian Rant, mate. Hello and welcome to the Rhodesian Rant with me, your mate, Psycho Driller. How's it going, chat? You having a Moody Monday? You having a Mad Monday? You having a Merry Monday? Are there too many M&Ms there? Fucking M&M. Well, that Jewish fucking rapper. I've had enough of this shit. Anyway, there's one of my better parodies. Like, if you want to check out some good Eminem parodies, like fucking Racist, mate. He's a good chap. He's a good fella. He's one of the music crew. He's one of the music crew. Shall we say hello to some of the crew? Let's say hello to some of the White Pill crew. Look at that. He's got the Pied Piper's here already, mate. He's like, that fucking, how's it going, mate? He's given us a link. Let's have a, I shall sort out the link because I have got some stuff to play already. He gets straight in there straight away. He's like, yeah, fucking play this, Driller. Hold on a second, mate. Okay, so copy link. No, for fuck's sake. Stop commenting.
Captain Morgan, we are back. And this time, no more Mr. Nice Fiora.
Copy clean link. There you go. Right, so I chucked that up there. We started off with some bass music, I think. I enjoyed it, apart from the tranny in the video. That was embarrassing. I was like, when I was watching it through earlier, I was like, oh, but I really like this track. I want to play it. It's a windy Monday. No, Monday, not windy. It's windy Monday where Rusky Waffin is. Speaking of Rusky Waffin, she's got a brand new track out. You thought I wouldn't notice. Just because I haven't checked out Flood Social for the past couple of days, mate. Don't mean that fucking people don't reach out to me, Rusky. So yeah, she's got a tune, no video. I don't think there's a video. Should I check it? I should have checked out. I think I should have checked out. What should we call it? Blood Social. She might have done a video. It would be unlike her not to have done a video. But then again, like fucking Huntress, who's her bass bird? The Beast Bird Huntress. They're part of the BBC, the Beast Bird crew, mate. Now to do with Bolshevism broadcasting Bolshevism constantly. Bolshevism constantly. That's what they are. The Beast Bird crew, the BBC, the Beast Bird crew, Bolshevism constantly. You say that fast sober, mate. You can't even say it fast drunk. You know what I mean? So what we're doing? I've done that. So we got a fucking track. You just have to use your fucking shell-like. Can I use your shell-like ears? Have a word in your shell-like to listen to Rusky Waffin's tune. Huntress collab is in the video. The song is me. So there is a, then why did I just get sent the music, White Pill music link instead of, maybe they're not the Bass Bird crew that I assume them to be. Just sending me the music. I'm like, Psychodrill is about all the video. I'm a VJ, mate. Video DJ. VDJ. Or something like that. I don't know. I'm a mouthy prick at the best of times. Let's see. No, I'm not playing it. This is what you call a setup. I'm setting it up nicely. Because the other thing is, just before I started the show, one of our best image creators, meme creators, who's with the meme waffin, I reckon he's got his own division. Mate. Who's that then? Is it Clap? Is it Clap Coffee? No, he's not Clap Coffee, even though he is drinking some Driller coffee right now. I took over a whole country for that geezer just to make sure that the Driller coffee does get out there. It's a slightly different flavour, but it's blended by a white man. And he knows the score when it comes to coffee, and he doesn't spill it on the floor. So it's not Clap Coffee, even though he does do some based images, which I do enjoy. There's another geezer, part of his own division, P80 Turbo, mate. And he's got a channel on White Pill, and he sent me his latest track as well, mate. And he's only got seven followers on there, mate. Me being one of them. No, six. Hold on a second. 14 views. But there's been 14 views of this video. He's doing well. That's massive for White Pilled. Anyway, the video is on is Get Off My Land. That's by Huntress. The track on White Pilled is mine. I'm getting yelled at in the background. So frazzled. Sorry, I'm not shouting at you. Rusky Waffin. I rarely shout at birds unless they really deserve it. I rarely shout at anybody unless they really fucking deserve it. And then sometimes they don't deserve it, but it did them some good anyway. How's it going? Did I even say hello to the crew? No, I didn't. I threatened to say hello to the crew, but I'm just in the middle of setting up stuff. Yeah, I was in the middle of saying hello to one of them squares like that. There's 100 bolts, mate. He's fucking making like zoops. He's like fucking, he's a walking fucking taser. Bolts, you know what I mean? What do bolts make? Bolts make dollars if you know how to do it, right? You know what I mean? Anyway, it's good. It's good to fucking see that the crew. That we've got a few people fucking turning up. Let's see. So we've got a few more. Look, we've got a lot of lurker weapon just turning up. We've also got some soundboard weapon. I'll tell you what. I'll do the smallest crew first. The smallest crew before it gets massive. So that's group, and you're right, mate. And who else is there? No one else. Just me and him. Everybody's a, oh, not Einsatz group, and we're all going to FTJ now. Fuck, we're all going to White Pills now. No, if Einsatz group is there, we're not fucking going nowhere. I don't know. Anyway, so I've got a tune called Schutzstaffel. Forewarn. The Schutzstaffel edit. And that'll be coming up soon. That'll be coming up in a minute. I'm constantly yelling at for no reason, he says. See, that's why I have to yell at you. You still haven't got it. Anyway, I'm not getting involved in any of this shit anymore. I told you yesterday, you fucking, if you want to act like niggers, you fucking can, but I won't consider you white until you stop acting like niggers, the lot of you. And actually, fucking, I was just before the show, as always, I'd stuck my head in and said hello to old, what's his name, Anti-Gov. Let's go and say hello to some people first, shall we? All right, man, before you're going to ramble on, doing what you usually do. What's that? Talk shit. All right. I try to put some erudite. Look, if you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter, mate. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking about Gary Glitter. Fucking anyway, what we're doing? We're saying hello to, well, we said hello to the FTJ crew. That's all one of them, and the lurkers, right, lurkers? Don't worry, I've made it a rule. We don't mention the lurkers' names. They've got to come in and say hello. Fucking hell, we got record numbers again. What do you mean, Rusky Waffen isn't? Hey, Rusky Waffen, just hold on a second. You kidding? We shall remedy that right away, mate. Fucking hell. Part of the best bad crew. And she ain't even got a fucking VI fucking P, mate. She's got modded, VIPed and modded. Part of the BBC, best bad crew. And in Bolshevism constantly. And she's bringing up a boy. Casually. Critically. Creatively. I don't know. Fucking hell. You have to ask her about that. Don't be over familiar, though. She's a married one. What are we doing now? What are we doing? Trying to say hello to the crew. Yeah, that's what we're doing. What's this wee business? Stop it. I'm not talking to you no more, anyway. So, we've got Rusty Waffen. Yes, mate. She's now in the VIP lounge, but it doesn't say so there. It will do later. She's got to catch up or something. Look, mate, if you want to know how the tech works, you need to go and see Avalon Spy Hunter and fucking Boomer Tech and that. And ask them, because it's clear as mud. I don't need to know. I just fucking get on with it. Yeah, okay, so we've got Smaland. Is that Smaland? Smaland, you're new. Good to meet you, Smaland. Smaland what? Teapot. I'm a little teapot, sure. Anyway, sorry, fucking hell. That's embedded. I couldn't stop myself from doing the dance. You have to. If you start that one, you've got to finish it. Start it, so I'll finish. A bit like Mastermind, but for nursery rhymes. Anyway, so what are we doing? So we said hello to Smaller. I can't tell. Why is that? Can we get these words like moved over a bit from the border of the street? What the fuck? Look, I can't do it. All it does is just make it bigger on my fucking. Anyway, Smaland, what kind of name is that? Smaland. Small and. It can't be small and because a white man can spell. Unless it is Anonymous Goy. Anonymous Goy types like a nigger. He does. He's like, Remedy. You mean Remedy? It's double M-E-D-Y. Anyway, he's like that. I use autocorrect, but like it's a nigger phone, so his autocorrect doesn't know how to spell. I think it's his accent. Do you use voice? Do you use voice? I had a mate like fucking this way back. He was a Brummie, and he was trying to use fucking voice to text on some Windows fucking, it was probably like Vista. And every time he said eight, he would type eight. Just try saying it. Every time I said it, it would just say it properly. It would do it, type it out properly. Yeah. Oh, fucking hilarious. Google doesn't understand a Brummie accent, mate. That's what he does. Just voice to text. Voice to text is like, okay, let's just take a shot in the dark. He's writing it out phonetically. Remedy. Anyway, what am I doing? Say hello to the rest of the crew. We've got Hayes. How's it going, Hayes? We've got Homeschooled Jedi. We've got George. We are Red Pool Radio. How come everybody's turning up here over here now? Nobody likes it in fucking FTJ chat. Is it streaming on FTJ? I'm pretty certain it is. Anyway, it's quite disconcerting to see everybody suddenly like, if we, I feel, can we balance this ship out a bit? Like, you know what I mean? It's all fucking, you're tipping it. Can someone get below deck, man? You know what I mean? Fucking get some ballast sorted. I don't know. Anyway, so we've got RPR, we've got Lab Coffee. How's it going? We've got Bubba. Based channel on White Pilled. We've also got Sir Northman. We've got Anti-Gov. Popped in and said hello to him earlier. So we've got Dundleon, 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 Dundleon. I fucking found. I'm thinking about, I might just stream the whole. I've got fucking part one and part two of like literally nearly every single episode of Bonanza. And I'm like, Flood TV can happen. I should do Psychodrilla TV. I just fucking play westerns and that. I've been downloading quite a few videos recently because I'm looking forward to doing movie night on Thursday. I'm looking forward to so much that I forgot what I was doing. What I'm looking forward to. I'm just excited. Anyway, so we got to Northman, didn't we? Anti-Gov, we got Hoss, and we've also got the Pied Piper himself. You got outed yesterday, mate. Everybody knows that you made that video now, Anonymous Goy. How's it going? Yeah. Sound. It's also, there's quite a few new tracks out. There's a new track out from Drawdy Clan, which I'm going to play to you in a minute. But, lots of, yeah, shall we get topical? Shall we get topical? Yeah, why not? Okay, so just close, get rid of the viewer list. We're back there. What about the Nazi Nightclub TV? I could do that. Just Nazi Nightclub TV? I could just do, all music. I could probably string together a really long mix, actually. A 12-hour mix. I reckon I could. Ooh. What video? I don't know what video you're talking about, mate. Anyway, no, not a video. It was a song. You sent me a song, a new song. It was about pirates. Pirates that in Canada. The fucking Canuck pirates chasing Mounties and that. Come on, Anonymous Goy, pay attention. It was only a couple of hours ago, mate. What have you been doing? Rescuing the world again with your fucking antics. So, where am I? I'm over here in front of the camera. But what was I going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. We've got fucking adverts. Just a second. Go to... Yeah, all right. Anyway, Aryan Freedom Network, fucking based advert. That is, I was listening to. I tell you what. No, I'm not playing that yet. I fucking got rid of that. But we'll get topical. So you heard about them fucking pedo hunters and that? There's loads of them on fucking YouTube and that. You fucking. It was a cover. A cover of what? I don't know. Anyway. So, this fucking, a pedo's been caught. But guess what? Guess fucking what, mate? He was a fucking ex-MP. So this geezer, ex-UK Defence Minister. I tell you what, there's a reason why puffs weren't allowed in Parliament, mate. There's a reason why Jews weren't allowed in Parliament. Up until very recently, and when I say very recently, I mean historically, yeah. You know what I mean? Benjamin Disraeli, the Jew, turned around and said, I denounce all Jewry, and then fucking claimed to become a Christian. And then his whole shtick was like, what I love about being Jewish, dickhead. Dickhead. There was a reason. There was a reason why. Look, none of this is new. None of this is fucking new, mate, yeah? There's a reason why Jews were banned from owning anything. There's a reason why they were in the ghetto. The ghetto. They were there for a reason, because they fucked around and found out loads of times. But the thing is, they never found out. They never find out. They're just like, why are you being so mean to me? Well, because you're a degenerate motherfucker and you ruin everything. Like, you're literally two-legged cockroaches that live off the carrion of its host. Yeah, and then cries about it. And then fucking cries about it when we get out of the fucking Zyklon fucking B. Anyway, speaking of degenerate bastards. Okay, so really Talmud news. Yeah, so fucking somebody shared this. I can't remember where it got shared, but it got shared in one of those fucking Telegram groups, which I, anyway, yeah, Telegram's just full of fucking, it's an emotional roller coaster. Telegram is, I just fucking, I gotta give up. I really should just give up online altogether, man. Anyway, so ex UK defense minister arrested in paedophile sting, mate. Ivor Kaplan, right, so anybody who's called Kaplan, obviously, of the... Look at the nose, mate. Look at the ears. Look at the fucking... Oi, vey. He's in the... They took this photo as he was literally saying, vey. Oi, vey. And so former... So Targan was covered... Ivor Kaplan, he should have been cap... Anyway, Fed Post redacted. He's wearing a cap. No, fucking wrong kind of cap, mate. There's only one cap, you. And that's the Yammer cap. And none of this stuff. No. You wear it so we can recognise you, like a fucking, like stripes on a wasp, except for wasps are based because they're white Anglo-Saxon predators or something like that. We predate you, mate. You're fucking new. You fucking Neanderthal. Anyway, I don't even believe in evolution. What are you talking about? Neither do they. That's why they haven't. Anyway, looks like a rat, says Hoss. Yeah, anyway, so former Labour MP and Undersecretary for Defence, Ivor Kaplan, has been arrested after being confronted by an activist group of paedophile hunters who accused him of trying to court, old-fashioned language, trying to fucking shag a 15-year-old boy. Officials have confirmed. On Saturday... Clips emerged on Jew-owned media of a man resembling Kaplan being confronted by members of...
I am a Jew. I am a hideous Jew.
Yes, I can tell.
I am a vile Jew.
I know, I can see the picture there, mate. Fucking, he's even got a woman voice. Anyway, he was confronted by members of... The Stop the Stings vigilante group. Do not take the law into your own hands. How come vigilantes are based when it's this? Okay, well, there are, but of course it's based. Shut the fuck up. Why are you questioning this? Because my name's Psychodrill and I'll be your retard for the rest of the show. No retards allowed, mate. No, the rule is you're the only one allowed to be retarded. Oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. Thank you for reminding me. I'm a bit of a retard. Anyway, so, where were we? We were into this, mate. What were we reading? We got to West. Okay. So he was confronted by members of the Stop Stings vigilante group at a railway station and later being handcuffed by police. Yay! The group told the Sun that it had emerged. It had arranged. Sorry. The group told the Sun that it had arranged a meeting with Kaplan while posing as an underage boy. The leader of Stop Stings, Dean Rowland, look, Grange Hill's bollocks anyway, and that was a black kid as well, wasn't it? Fuck's sake. Anyway, and that Rowland was way too fat. Anyway, so, he needed bullying. Didn't he commit suicide? I don't know. Just say no. Oh, fuck off. Anyway, so the leader of Stop Stings, Dean Rowland, claimed that the activists had done a lot of research before this meeting took place. Quotes, we have been speaking to the individual for months now over WhatsApp. He noted, adding that all of the evidence has been handed over to the police now, and we hope that justice will be done. Really? Fucking hell. Oi, Stop Stings. What's his name? What's his geezer's name? The leader, what did they call him? Dean, mate. Have you not seen the news? They love pedos, mate. He's what? Justice will be done. What? As in, like, he's like back on the streets now. Fucking, he's promised to only rent children now instead of going and accosting them for free. You know what I mean? Like, fucking communities. They consider what they consider community service now is him fucking going and reading, fucking dressing up as a tranny and going reading to small children in a fucking library. We hope justice will be fucking done. What the fuck? Somebody needs to have a word with him. Like, hello, welcome to reality. His activists were pressing Kaplan on alleged messages that ex-MP denied any wrongdoing, insisting that he was not going to meet any children. Following the controversy, Sussex police confirmed that a local 66-year-old POF was arrested on Saturday, January the 11th, and currently remains in custody. Yay! This is an ongoing and active investigation. So, guess what? Let's have a bit of a backstory. Who's Ivor Kaplan? Ivor Kaplan, a self-described LGBT fucking patron, served as the MP for Hove. By the way, Hove is Brighton, the Sodom of England. And Gomorrah is just down the road. It's called London. So, he served as MP for Hove from 97 to 2005. And held the role of Parliamentary Under Secretary of State, I bet he was, dirty bastard, for the Defence under Tony Blair, I bet he was, dirty bastard. He was also previously suspended from the Labour Party in June of 2024 due to undisclosed serious allegations. N-O-N-C-E, he's a fucking N-O-N-C-E. N-O-N-C-E, not of normal criminal element. Nonce, 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 nonce. He's a fucking nonce, a nonce, a nonce, a nonce. He's a fucking nonce with your red cap, red, red noncey cap. You're a fucking dirty fucking nonce, noncey, noncey, nonce. Anyway, so for serious allegations. In the days leading up to his arrest, get this, oh, the irony. In the days leading up to his arrest, Kaplan publicly criticised tech billionaire, fuck off with your lies. I don't believe he's got any money, mate. He's just a front man for the fucking mafia, mate. It's all a fucking lie. Not on normal courtyard exercise, get filthy, it, like ghetto ass now. Yes, mate, yeah. By the way, this show is pure satire comedy. Do not take the law into your own hands. No matter how, I'm fucking retard. I'm a mentally ill man. Yeah. I should be locked away from society. Fucking just like the rest of the fucking people who are running it. The lunatics. The Jews wrote a song, got a fucking Fun Boy 3. How gay is that name? Fun Boy 3. You're telling me Pops didn't write the fucking lunatics have taken over the... It's predictive programming, mate. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. That was in 87. 97, they abolished all the fucking loony bins, gave us care in the community. Fucking 2007, they started saying trannies might be real, might actually be a thing. 2017, they're like, yeah, let them get married. 2020, they're like, trannies in the police force? What's wrong with that? Well, you mad not to. And people are surprised that there's puffs fucking trying to rape kids who fucking... The Beastie Boys too. The Beastie Boys. Beasted. The Beasted Boys. Ugh. You filthy beasts. We got it right. Your mum throw away your porno mag. Fucking... The lyrics, mate. The fucking lyrics. I should have known then. Oh, no, I couldn't have. Because I was only 10. Well, no, I was 13, maybe 12. I don't know. It's a whirlwind. It was a long time ago, mate. It was a long time ago. What the fuck they've done to us, man? In the days leading up to his arrest, Kaplan publicly criticised crypto Jew Elon Musk for comments directed at the other crypto Jew, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, and MP crypto Jew Jess Phillips. Jew Musk had accused crypto Jew Starmer of failing to prosecute child grooming, child rapist gangs, mainly consisting of degenerate, filthy, satanic, Pakistani cunts. During his tenure as the Director of Public Prosecutions and labelled Phillips a rape genocide bitch fucking apologist for rejecting calls for a public inquiry into historic child abuse, into degenerate destruction of our future, of the fucking future of the white race, the white women, the young white girls, the defenseless, ruined, totally jew-tarded, destroyed society that they consider, that the fools call themselves, fools, I'm so proud to be British. What the fuck are you proud of, mate? All your fucking women are fucking on OnlyFans, and they think their fucking opinion matters more than men, and all the men are women. What the fuck? Anyway, so fucking Jew Musk accused Jew, all these other Jews are fucking blah, blah, blah. Kaplan described Musk remarks as completely and utterly unfounded and labelled them as unacceptable. The tycoon, what do you call a black necktie salesman? A tycoon, get it? Tycoon. Anyway, that's one in the corner of this picture there. That's a tycoon. What's this coon wearing a tie? Tycoon. Anyway. So yeah, so let's find out. So let's find out what kind of the early life of Kaplan then, mate. Let's have a look at this freak. Where we need to do this first. No, not that one. That one. There we go. Early life. Kaplan was born in Brighton into a Jewish family. End of story. There you go. There you go. That's all you need to know. That's all you fucking need to know, mate. Ramadi.
Every day, thousands of white people around the world are becoming aware of Jewish cultural Marxist propaganda. Their countless Jewish lies are catching up to them, which will lead to their inevitable collapse. As their farce of eternal victimhood unravels, we begin to see them as the demons that they truly are. It's only a matter of time before Jewish tyranny is eradicated once and for all. This public service announcement was created by Black Crimes Matter.
Seconds. What's the fucking point? What's the point? What is the fucking point in a 49-second fucking music track? Oh, just as you're getting into it. Nah, that's enough of that. Nah, mate. Nah. Nobody's got enough attention span. What, you want another 3 minutes of fucking music with some visuals? No. Do it like that anymore. In the cloud world, well, I'm sick of this shit. Don't be sharing 59-second videos with me, man. It's insane. I was expecting it to be P80 Turbo. I do apologise, P80 Turbo. We got this one here. It's 2 minutes 55. It's fucking better. It's better, mate.
As I wake from the darkness, I look around.
Meet those white babies.
Don't be lagging on me now.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I had to go at you for your fucking 49-second video, don't be making this video lag.
There's no boy there. So tranquil since we exiled Jews.
But did you hear a noise? Is there any way out of this nightmare? I'm alone now and he's laughing at me. But I take life in a way that Kike could never see. So if you're healing, you better let me know, 'cause I've already started my plan, and I'm never gonna let them Oivy know. No. Uncle, I've lived on the dark side of the moon, and I've been to the heart of Europa, called many a Jew before my 18th year was the Jew you be forewarned, 'cause I'm coming after you. When I catch you, no, I'm gonna never let you go. Some say I'm an
You walk into your new classroom to meet your teacher, and you see me. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Get the fuck out!
You nigga, another bitch! Fuck you,
it's
nigga!
One of those days when you don't wanna wake up.
Here we go.
Everything is fucked. Everybody sucks. You don't really know why, but you wanna justify.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
This man on capacity level is so high.
What the fuck is going on with my fucking internet? Fuck off.
Like that? You like that? Yeah.
Fucking wanker.
We already have a nigger mayor. We don't need any more nigger big shots.
This man on capacity level is so high.
Like that? You like that? Yeah?
You're migrants. Save the migrants. Say fuck no. Go fucking battleship blow the fucking migrants out of the fucking water.
And then I'm gonna rob your daddy and fucking rape your mama. What you think about that toad in, white hoe?
I'm in the world where Hitler won the war. It's a much better one. There's no faggots. The niggers are like gassed, and so are the Jews. The Kike Jews are immediately gassed.
I just had a man tell me in public that he can't wait until he's legally able. Until he's legally able to hunt you down.
That's right. Okay.
You ugly Jew piece of shit, you look like a rat.
Working with Israel,
to oppress the people of the planet.
I can't wait till there's a whole fucking truckload of white guys rolling up into the hood talking about white power, motherfucker. Shoot that nigga. I hate niggers, I hate faggots, and I hate the Jews.
White power, you fucking faggots!
No, fuck you, nigger.
So come and get it. White power, you fucking kike!
Good question, Donnell. What's your thoughts about white supremacy?
Look, I'm sure Africa is a beautiful place, but the worst creatures come out of there. I'm just saying.
Amen. All the paper boys out there, all the fighting the front line, all of you lucky ones in America, you can just go and do it, fucking mask off and have some fun with it. And all to you stealthmeisters out there as well. You're doing God's work, getting the truth out there, IRL, in any way you can. And there's one way that you can do it, and that's with the chalk weapon. Who the fuck is the chalk weapon? I hear you cry. Well, you want to check out Bigot, mate. Bigot Smalls. He's on all the platforms. Bigot Smalls. He's known as Bigot on FTJ. He's known as Bigot on, what's that called again? White-pilled. Also on Yiddishy, he's Bigot Smalls, though. And in other places, I'm pretty certain he's Bigot Smalls. He's his chalk weapon, mate. This thing is what you call temporary graffitiism. You can be graffito, but on a temporary basis. You cannot get prosecuted for your truth, mate. And what he likes to do, he likes to go around and go, goyamtv.com or YPillTV.tv or FTJmedia.com, like, you know what I mean? Because he's beast like that. He broadcast, he advertises all sorts. And I tell you what, he even collects. Hello, mate, what's up? He goes out, he fucking sails the digital seas of the internet, mate, yeah? He finds based streamers and he correlates them into one place in an audio style file, yeah, like, I think they might be called MP3s, they've been around a while now, you know what I mean? They're not like a floppy disk or now like that, they're numbers, digital, something like that. What about your fingers, you know what I mean? You've got your opposable thumbs to be able to use an MP3, mate, you know what I mean? It's not all just the digits, I think that's digits. Are your thumbs digits? They must be digits. Anyway, what am I talking about? I'm talking about nfg.crew.org, mate. No, energycrew.org. Too many dots there, mate. He's not a fucking packy. No, you can't have a fucking packy. Why do packies have dots on their forehead? No, you can't have a fucking council house. No? It's a very old joke. I appreciate it. You might not. Anyway, so, Where was I? Yeah, so if you want to check out, I forgot to put, if you're watching on FTJ, you won't find the links. I forgot to put it in the description before I did the show today. But if you're on White Pilled, you'll find the description. If you're on Yiddishy, you'll find it in the description. Go and check out gcrew.org, mate. There's some fucking very, very, very high, there's some good takes. And actually, there's a brilliant take at the moment. Have you put up that fucking Emily Yucas fucking, well, Mr. Warren and his wife? What's Warren's surname? Flood says it all the time. I keep forgetting it. Anyway, where were we? What am I doing? I'm looking for me downloads. I'm downloads. No, I haven't been downloads. I've actually been quite cheerful today. So don't be telling me about your downloads, you miserable fucker. No, I'm not downloads. I had some downloads. Like fucking files and that off the internet. All right, mate. Okay, calm down. All right, so we'll go here and we'll look for them, shall we? Yeah. So all this fuckery that's been going on in that, yeah, over the past few months and that, yeah, it's like fucking, like, a good old King Flood, King of the Deepfake, yeah, the master of the big brain interview and that, yeah. He was the first one who put it across where I first heard the phrase, Project Esther, yeah. And he kind of like fucking got a few. You think not at war? I'm always at war, mate. Like fucking Harold HT. Fucking so. Flood mentioned Project Esther, and he was like, "Fucking, you know all this fuckery that's going on. Like, it's Project Esther-esque. I think there may be some deliberate players in all this skullduggery that's being going on. This the fracturing of the so-called movements, the destruction, the shattering of thereof via subversion and." Planned subversion. And when I heard him saying it, I was like, mate, I kind of get where you're coming from, but I don't think it was that planned. But he didn't really say that. It was like people, the Jews are taking advantage of the situation. That's what he said in the simplest of terms. And I agree with him on that. But the thing is, it's like, you've got to realize how Jew-tarded we've become. Over the decades, yeah, and especially the young'uns, they're proper Jew-tarded. So what we're going to listen to now is the breaking down of Project Esther with Mr. Warren. What's his name? Is it Peace? What are Warren Peace? Fucking hell. That's a proper dad joke, and I fell for it. Warren Peace, you fucking twat. All right, so look, Anonymous Goy, I'll do the fucking jokes. War and Peace, dickhead. What a dickhead. It's not helpful, are you, mate? You're like that. No, I'm a little troll. I'll even troll my own site. What's the matter? What's the matter? Driller, you're not shouting at me enough this year. And look, I said I didn't... Look, Anonymous Goy, I said I didn't... I'd try my best not to be a moody cunt with you for this year, man. But you got to work with me. Work with me. You throw me a freaking bone, mate. Anyway... So where was I? I was trying to talk about we got this base couple. If I was going to say there's a married couple that streams that fucking I've got time to listen to because like fucking change your language that I would happily listen to because I think they are very good at what they do and they don't give out retarded takes in that. I would say it was Warren and Emily. Yeah. And so I can't remember what's the channel, political, something political. I can't remember the channel, but it's on Odyssey. I'd like to see them streaming on FTJ and White Pilled or White Pilled and FTJ. Not in whichever order they fucking like, mate. You know what I mean? But because what they're actually going to go into is how the Jews corralled. I remember the internet before the Jews owned all of it. Yeah. When we had forums and that, and you could go from one forum to another and you could have a chat in, and you could have a chat there. You know what I mean? And actually fucking have proper communications. And then the Jews got hold of it and gave you fucking master race, chosen race book and fucking twatter. Yeah, and now it's started to splinter again. Anyway, I'm going to let them talk about it, and then I'm going to say how I think this fuckery that's been going on with all the platforms and everything that continues to go on to this day with, like, this time last year, everybody was cool with everybody, yeah? This time last year, everybody was cool with everybody, like, yeah? And we were all fucking actually directing our hate, well, the majority of our attention at the eternal enemy, the one true enemy. And actually, that reminds me, I was listening to just before I started the show, after I listened to, I've said hello to Anti-Govern that, I listened to fucking Twatter Space and that, yeah? I went and listened to the two Daves, mate. The two Daves, fucking... Dave Gahari and that good old boy, fucking David Duke. Is it Dr. David Duke? Something like that. Fucking based fucking old geezer. Well, sorry, I'm not calling them old, but I don't know how old Dave Gahari is, but I think Dr. David Duke, he's like got 20, 30 years on me, I think, like, you know what I mean? So like, and they have a call-in show. They have this call-in show and, What I've noticed about the difference in generations, you've got people phoning in, asking a question, and he's a geezer who goes, oh, you ask me a question, you wait until I fucking finish. The Jew, not your own, exactly. That's fucking, for a tenner, nice one, anonymous coin. People phone him, ask him a question, and he takes his time. He needs to establish what he's answering, why he's answering, and everything. And fucking the first geezer, he's like, he didn't get the answer he wanted, yeah. And like fucking, because he wouldn't let him. People have forgotten how conversation works. You ask a question, you let them fucking answer. You wait until they finish, yeah. And this geezer, he wasn't even Finnish, he was Estonian. And I mean, I've not met many Finns, but I think they're polite, I think they understand how conversations work. But this geezer fucking, it was like he wanted, the question was, what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the race traitors? That's my best Estonian accent, yeah? If you can do a better one, you do it, yeah? So he's asked like fucking, what shall we do with the race traitors? And like fucking, Dr. David Duke is like, well, treason, well, if you're talking about treason, well, what we need to do is fucking enforce treason against the race. Because like, Dr. David Duke is like, well, the enemy's the Jew, yeah? So what's caused the race mixing? Because I think he might have been being slightly obtuse about not answering the direct question. Because I think even Dr. David Duke understands the phrase race traitors rather than treasons against the people of a nation, which actually, the Jew is the race traitor. The pedos in power, yeah, the ones who are allowing the Shabbos goys and the Jews, yeah, they are the traitors against the races of the nations that they've taken over. So that's where Dr. David Duke was coming from, because his stance is, it's the Jews. Hello, have you heard about the Jews? By the way, it's the Jews. Do you not know how many millions of people have been killed by Jews? Yeah, and counting to this day, the fucking Ukrainian genocide, Palestinian genocide, fucking the German genocide, the fucking Rhodesian genocide, the fucking ongoing fucking genocide of the white South Africans. You know what I mean? All Jews. And this geezer's like, yeah, but what if you do the ones who fuck niggers? And it's like, and David Duke is like this. Look, that will sort itself out. But what you need, if you want to stop that, how do we? But this geezer was like, yeah, no. He was asking the question, what do we do after? It was like, what do we do with the race traitors? Yeah. It's a question that you ask after you've got rid of the Jews out of your country. Yeah. And Dr. Duke was like, fucking, look. And this geezer kept on butting in. He's like, are you going to let me answer? Are you fucking let me? He doesn't swear or anything. He's quite a gentleman. He's like, are you going to let me answer the question, or I won't bother? Yeah. And the thing is, you retards don't know how to show your elders respect. You don't know how to just shut the fuck up and let him say what he's going to say. And then if he hasn't answered your question, then you go, actually, mate, what I meant is this. And then he go, and that's what, so it took him about a half hour to actually get to the point where he was like, well, my answer would be, that's a question to ask at the end of all of this shit. Shall we actually deal with the problem first? Because the race traitors are a symptom of the cause. Now, what's the cause? In the chat, what the fuck is the cause? And don't tell me some fucking shitty Irish band. I'll gas you. Anyway, so I'm very much that we are, we've been so due-tarded that the Esther, Project Esther is actually installed in all of us. Yeah. Cause like fucking, I can't believe that like fucking Mr. Wish I Was White was actually part of a project to destroy the white nationalist community on Odyssey. I reckon he was just that due-tarded with the fucking, doctrine of, self-destruction, which is basically, Project Esther, is how do we get them to destroy themselves by doing our bidding and loving us at the same time. But anyway, let these guys talk about it. And then I hate whoever said A-log, yeah, you're a cunt. I hate that phrase. I'm not A-logging. I'm fucking just going like, fucking, this is based. You know what I mean? Whoever said A-logging, prick. Modern politics, that's what it is. Nice.
Welcome back to Modern Politics. I'm Warren Balog.
And I'm Emily Ukis.
There you go, Warren Balog. I don't like this either. You're now, no, you're Mrs. Balog. You're Emily Balog. Fucking hell. There you go. I take it all back. They're not a based couple. They're probably the most based couple. But really, what's this liberal fucking bullshit, mate? You married him. You take his name. Your name's not Emily Ukas anymore. Fucking, what's this Hollywood? You're taking on some pseudo fucking nim? And I'm not talking about painkillers. It's that Sudafed. And don't touch it. Like fucking, you end up like me. Like fucking, wait. How Sudafed? Pseudoephedrine. Did somebody say pseudoephedrine? Shut the fuck up. Get on with it. Emily, you're in Baylock. Not you, Kiss. Can you have, can somebody who's sensible and, quite high IQ in that, can somebody mention to her that she's now Mrs. Baylock, not Miss Ukas? Yeah. You got kids and everything, darling. At your fucking age.
Second week of January 2025.
Look, I'm only joking. Look, oh, fuck. Have I just turned into one of those cunts? Look, I'm only having a bit of a banter. I'm just having a bit of a banter. Because what they're talking, we're going to talk about is very serious in a minute. You know what I mean? Fuck's sake. Treat them with the respect they deserve. They've been there a lot longer than me, and they've done a lot more based shit than I'll ever do, and I accept it. And they, guess what? They got married and made white babies. This is the most based crew in the world, mate. They are. Like, fucking, I take it all back. Right. No more banter with this crew. All right, I won't. Okay. We'll get on with it then. Can we get on with it? No! Yes, how about now?
And today we're going to dive into Project Esther, which is this plan put out by the so-called conservative think tank, the Heritage Foundation. We covered this some on this previous week's war strike. Stryker and I delved into it a little bit, but there were some aspects of it that I want to dig into a little more deeply. I should note that this was released back in October.
That's a very good point. And on this voice, should come in with 100 fucking zip. It's a shame he doesn't look like a Greek god. Stop it. Anyway, you never start at the end. Purity is the end. The main problem is the Jew. To deal with all the problems, we must deal with the Jew first. Exactly. Exactly. Well said, mate. Well said. Much appreciated. Thank you very much for the 100 bolts, mate. All right, Kermie, how's it going, mate? Sir Northman says, I think non-white tuber, Mr. Shaw was white tuber, was just a grifter, not an agent, but there was plenty of paid instigators in his chat. Yeah, that's what Flood was coming, came out with. But the reason why I appreciate what Warren and his missus have done here, what Warren and his missus are doing here, mate, is the fact that, they're breaking it down and it's very, they put it all together for us. I didn't quite get it. Mind you, I'm working a lot when I'm listening to Flood, so I don't actually hear a lot of what he's saying because I'm usually fucking out and about doing stuff and that. So you only get half of the conversation, like, you know what I mean? It's when you just check back in. But this is a very good listen. It's a very good watch as well. And I'm not talking like fucking Rolex. I mean, like, anyway, I'll give it back to the based crew. They got married and had white kids. How many of you in Yiddish can say that? Or you naysayers and that, you fucking weirdos.
October 7th of 2024. And at the time, I had a number of people send it to me who were supporters of our show and others. And I thought about talking about it then, but we didn't know at the time whether or not Trump was even going to get elected. And it just sort of seemed like kind of a thing to rally donors, Jewish donors around Trump. But now he is in. He is lining up a whole cabinet of Zionist neocon war hawks, and actually his attorney general nominee, which was Matt Gaetz, was replaced by this woman, Pam Bondi, who is on record saying that the FBI should be investigating any American who expresses sympathy for Hamas, just foreign students living in the United States.
Oh, wonderful.
Before we dive into that, we can say a word about the Heritage Foundation.
Fucking muted, mate. Right. So I've got to say, for those of you living outside of the Jubilee States of America, you might think that this isn't relevant to you, but no, this is happening. Fucking, this is happening to every nation, you've all been the halls of power have been occupied by the Yid and the Shabbos Yid, the Shabbos Goy. They're all Jews, basically. It's all Jews. If it's a sodomite, it's a Jew, as far as I'm concerned. If it's in charge of finance, it's a Jew. You know what I mean? We're always borrowing money from people. Nobody fucking asks who's the money's, where's the money coming from, anything like that. So you're going to hear a lot of stuff like, oh, it's all Americentric. But no, this is going on in one way or another in your nation.
Foundation itself, for anybody who doesn't know, the Heritage Foundation is this very powerful think tank in Washington. They are the ones, this election cycle, they were most famous for being behind Project 2025. They have...
Hermes come in with the... I was thinking to myself, what I need is the obvious explain to me because I'm a fucking retard. And he's come along. He's like, yeah, oi, driller. Emily had a large following before she married Baylock. Yukas is her brand. She's probably legally a Baylock. Well, if she's legally a Baylock, she's a Baylock, mate. You don't get to... Look, you're a woman. You don't get to live your single life. You don't get to fucking... No, that's not how it works. This is the reason why the world is fucked up. Because women get to choose their surname after they get married. No, shut the fuck up. Don't make me gas you. I'm only joking, Kirby. You carry on, mate. You're the sensible man in the chat. That's what I like.
I have a 2022 revenue of $106 million for a think tank.
Yeah.
So very well-funded, very powerful. They actually were founded in 1973 during the Nixon administration. And during the Reagan administration, they became very famous because they released in 1981 this sort of blueprint for the Reagan presidency called Mandate for Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why people on the left were getting all scared about Project 2025. In fact, I want to play this clip from Sky News just discussing the Mandate for Leadership and the role that the Heritage Foundation played in Ronald Reagan's administration.
Heritage came to prominence when the organization wrote their first manifesto in 1981. They called it a Mandate for Leadership. Essentially, it aimed to roll back the state and unleash free market capitalism. President Ronald Reagan liked the idea so much that he gave a copy to each member of his cabinet to review. The Heritage Foundation claims that among the 2,000 proposals, about 60% of them were implemented by the end of President Reagan's first year in office.
It's no exaggeration to say that you've more than made your mark on American history. Tonight, I thank you. Heritage thanks you. And so does the conservative movement.
So yeah, hugely influential think tank in Republican politics and really in many ways responsible for all the rollback of government regulation in the 1980s that led to the era of unfettered capitalism that has since completely destroyed the middle class in America.
Right, yeah.
So these guys are not good. Now, Project 2025 was making headlines during the Kamala Trump campaign. And a lot of people who were sort of adjacent to us who were supporting Trump were pointing to proposals in Project 2025 about rolling back, you know, gender theory and...
Yeah, mass deportations. The stuff that we really, really wish would happen.
Right.
Really, really wish would come true. And, of course, then Trump did the thing that he does where he flip-flops. He says, oh, you know, he's working with these guys. Oh, but no, now he has nothing to do with it. And it's like, what is going to happen?
Right. I personally believe, and I feel very safe in making this prediction, that all of the based stuff in Project 2025 was there to create excitement on the right. As we know, there was a huge effort spearheaded by Elon Musk and the PayPal Mafia and Peter Thiel in Silicon Valley to loosen up free speech and sort of recapture some of that meme energy that helped propel Trump over the finish line in 2016,
mm-hmm.
but which was not there, which was not present in 2020. It was kicked out of the MAGA campaign. It was all about the Platinum Plan. And
everyone on 4chan had already basically abandoned Trump.
Right.
Everyone, you know, when he didn't deliver in the first term, pretty much everybody on the far right, real white nationalists, have lost faith in him.
Yes. And we saw more people this time around. I think there were more white nationalists or white nationalist adjacent people. Right-wing Twitter, you know, that's not explicitly WN, but around there, gathering momentum and steam to get Trump in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the point is that I think that the things that were good in Project 2025 were there as bait to get people to sign on, and all the media controversy over it and the Democrats saying how racist it is was really just part of the Trump campaign's PR plan, and you know, Trump officially distances himself from it. But if you look at the rest of the proposals in it, it's all just the same kind of Reaganite unleashing big business on America, deregulating capitalism and that sort of thing. So I think just as with Reagan, we're going to get all the social stuff we're not going to get so much of, all the economic stuff that's just giveaways to corporations and corruption and capitalism we're going to see.
As if we need any more unfettered, unregulated capitalism. I mean, as we pointed out in previous episodes, the wealth disparity is at record levels.
Yes, this is the greatest disparity between the super rich and everyone else that it has exceeded the Gilded Age, the height of the robber baron era.
The freaking Gilded Age.
Yes, this is the era of the Rockefellers and the Carnegies and all those people. The top billionaires today are greater in terms of their wealth, and the super rich are, there's more of a gap between them and everyone else than there was at the peak of the Gilded Age. And of course, as we all know, this time they are not goys like Rockefeller and Carnegie. This time they are all, a lot of them are Jews. I mean, a good like quarter to half of the.
Yeah, like fucking they're all, it's the one, this is where I agree with everything these people are saying. They're fantastic people and they really put it together well. We're going to hear about what Esther was. Well, they touch on that in a minute and everything. But I've just got to, just to like break it up a little bit. There's this great geezer called Julon Musk, and he makes some fantastic deep fakes. And we're going to have a listen to one of his now. Actually, first we're going to listen to this one. Like, fucking, remember Jimmy Carter died? Yeah? Jeez. Get this, man. Fucking, the pastor, allegedly, this is anecdote, we don't know if this is real or fake, yeah? But like, fucking, the pastor does the fucking, the prayer from Meet the Fockers.
Just to know you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly each day.
To love thee more dearly, to see thee more clearly, to follow thee more nearly, day by day.
Fucking piss taking Jews, day, man. Amen. These Jews take the piss. They can't. They're non-stop taking the piss. They fucking laugh at us every fucking day. They are the fucking problem. Yeah, they. And this is why for so long through all our nations, like Jews were not allowed to be in power. Like fucking, they've not allowed to own any properties. Not allowed to fucking have anything to do with finance because this is what they do. This is nothing new. And like fucking, all they've got right now, is control of the public perception, yeah? And what we're going to hear about coming more from Warren and Emily in a minute, yeah, is how they the whole model of the cancel culture and how it's always gone on. It's nothing new. So we're going to hear about that in a minute, but I just got to play fucking one more thing. Just a sec. Let me find it. Where is it? Oh, I could play two, actually. Got another one. This one, who's this one from? This was from Handsome Truth Clips.
These are invaders. These are bioweapons. Do not call them anything else. Stop calling it immigration. Stop calling it migration. When we use their terminology, then we're agreeing with what the terminology is. It is not a great replacement. That is you agreeing to the Jewish lingo. You're accepting it. A great replacement. It is white fucking genocide. That is what's taking place. They know how to manipulate us. So if we're repeating these words, we are subconsciously agreeing to these words. And there's another thing that they do too. People identify with their religion. And I see this where they say Europe is a Christian nation. And they talk about Muslims, right? Muslims coming into the country and raping their women. Even when it comes down to identifying the enemy, they're Arabs, they're sand niggers, they're bioweapons. We have got to pull this cloak off with identifying as a religion. If you identify as a Christian, you're not identifying as your blood. There's another layer for them to keep this non-racial. So if you keep identifying with religion and not race, then we're never gonna get down to the bottom of it. I am for all of Europeans, white Europeans, to wake the fuck up to this. Some of these guys are gonna be Catholic, some of these guys are gonna be Christian, and some of these guys are gonna be Protestant, and some of these guys are gonna be Mormon. And guess what?
Hold on, HT, this is where I disagree. You don't really know that much about religion, like fucking Catholic is Christian, mate. Yeah, you can't say Catholic and then say Christian as if they're two different things. They are Christian. And the whole society, all the white European societies were based on, ran through Christianity. Christianity is white, yeah? But the thing is, what we have to do is remember that Christianity rose up against fucking the Muslim hordes. Yeah. The Crusades weren't against the Jews. They were against the Muslims. Yeah. So we have to remember that it's the Muslim faith that says we are allowed to enslave you, just like the Jews. But the Jew faith, the Muslim faith says, we're going to do it mask off. The Jewish faith says, we're going to get you to do it to yourselves.
Not identifying their sect of Christianity when I could just say they're white. You're white. You're European. That there, that is not a Muslim. That is a fucking sand nigger Arab. This is a racial problem, not a religious problem, a fucking racial problem. When you identify,
it's a symptom of the Jews. It's a symptom of the Jews. We get rid of the Jews, we don't have the race problem. Once again, it's the Jews first. The Jews are the ones who are bringing it in. It's Jewish NGOs. You know that yourself, HT. You produced the flyers. You know the score on this, mate. You know the score on this, brother.
These races, by religion, you take away from the racial issue.
So it's the Jew that's the first race, that's the biggest race. But the thing is, they're the ones who hide behind religion. So we have to do the same. Race and religion. Race and religion. I'm for both, mate. Fucking white and Christian. I'm Christian and white. I can't be white and not Christian. That's how I see it. And that's how fucking, but we've had our fuck, remember, we're in fucking Weimar, Uber Weimar. This is 2.0 with fucking bells and fucking, like, the digital space is overrun. The fucking education is overrun. Nobody knows what Christianity is anymore. And like fucking you yourself, HT, don't know what Christianity is anymore, mate. Yeah, I don't think you ever did. You had a fair try. You did it for about a year, maybe two, I don't know, maybe five. You know what I mean? But everybody, get the message out there. I don't necessarily agree with everything you say, but the message is there. Fucking stand up, white man. Unite the white. Fucking, yeah, just fucking get married, mate. Have some babies. What you can do the most powerful thing you can do right now, any of you white men out there, yeah, fucking wondering, angry at this whole situation, you know how you beat the Jew? You find yourself a good woman and you fucking get married and you make as many fucking children as possible, mate. I'm telling you. That's the secret. That's that's what the Jew wants you angry. The Jew wants you fucking screaming nigger in your head in silence as you're walking down the street. Fucking Jews, fucking niggers, fucking packers, all on your own, feeling fucking inadequate, fucking futile rage coming out of your fucking pores. You know what I mean? Go and have some kids, mate. Go and have some kids.
I'm sorry. It's finally time to speak up and apologize to the ex-users. Yes, I am Jewish. Yes, we limited your freedom of reach. Yes, we suspended most of you several times. But now is time to truly acknowledge the harm we've caused. For years, our algorithms have acted as silence sensors, shaping your digital voices in ways that were not always just or transparent. We believed we were protecting the platform, but in doing so, we strayed from the core principle of free speech. I extend my deepest apologies. It's my responsibility to make this right, and I will work tirelessly to ensure that X becomes a place where every voice can truly be free. Thank you for your patience, and more importantly,
to the fey to the oi, finding joy in the struggle like a spinning dreidel toy.
Them are Jews, and this is really what this is all about. So the Heritage Foundation, now they launched something called the National Task Force to Combat Anti-Semitism less than 2 months after the October 7th attack in Israel.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just let the Heritage Foundation, let's hear from them describe what it is.
We are launching this National Task Force to monitor and combat anti-Semitism. Our vision is to coalesce institutional Christian and Jewish organizational leaders to monitor the current and future rise of anti-Semitic trends, establish metrics and joint action items to combat the rise of anti-Semitism, and establish a coalition to defend the Jewish people and to provide a firewall to counter this rise of anti-Semitism in America. The objective of the task force is to link together organizations to facilitate information sharing, crisis response, establish working groups to develop action plans for the next 12 months and beyond, identifying, highlighting, combating malicious activities and actors, directing and significantly contributing to this anti-Semitic activity in the United States.
To just give one more example, here is one of the YouTube shorts from the Heritage Foundation. This is on their channel.
Yeah.
About it's a lawyer talking about civil rights law, and it's talking about invoking Title VI of U.S. civil rights law against people who are, well, against colleges that allow pro-Palestinian protests. Now, we covered this in a past episode, what a weird twist and inversion this is of the law. But essentially what it's doing is it's taking Title VI of U.S. civil rights law, which is a horrible, horrible anti-white piece of legislation. It's unconstitutional according to the First Amendment, the right to free assembly and free speech and free. It's the thing that broke down housing, schools. It was the wedge that was used during the 60s and 70s to integrate, at the point of a gun, with a bayonet in their backs,
literally.
To integrate white American schools and unleash hordes.
This is why I'm like that. You can't fucking blame boomers, mate, because the boomers were done. They had bayonets at their backs. You're going to school with niggers, mate. Yeah, and like, so this is why I'm not. I'm fucking unity with all the generations. We're all victims of these filthy fucking kikes right now, mate. Yeah, and a lot of us are actually unwitting agents in the enforcement of Project Esther, which is basically the basic Jewish MO. So what we're going to hear about Project Esther, but these guys are going to actually show you how they've done Project Esther millions of times over the centuries.
Of violent blacks on little white kids in schools all across America, break up white neighborhoods and everything else. So here you have the Heritage Foundation, formed during the Nixon administration, which should be, I mean, they're all against DEI and critical race theory.
Oh, yeah.
They should be, if they were anything actually worth anything to white people, the first target that they should be trying to attack and roll back is the anti-white civil rights legislation of the 1960s that forced integration on the country. Instead, here they are invoking that principle, invoking those laws to criminalize anti-Israel protest on campuses. Here's what they had to say.
Civil rights law ensures that Jewish students, like every other religiously and ethnically protected group, deserves the civil rights protection. But when you have organizations engaging in behavior that is not just anti-Semitic, but it is often illegal behavior. So when a university fails to actually take appropriate responses, that is a violation of the civil rights of those Jewish students. Students that are engaged in pro-terrorist activities should be deported. Unfortunately, numerous universities refuse to turn over the information documenting which of these visiting students have been involved because the universities fear that those students will indeed be deported. The United States federal government itself should embark on a mission to deport such visiting students that are expressing support for Hamas and other terrorist entities.
So it's worth noting that foreign students in the United States who are studying here still have basic constitutional rights. I mean, you don't have no right to free speech in the United States as a foreign student just because you're here. So just the idea of deporting people on the basis of expressing a political viewpoint or a foreign policy opinion, that in itself is outrageous and legally questionable. Now, again,
yeah.
I want to emphasize Pam Bondi, who is Trump's nominee for Merrick Garland's position, attorney general, head of the Justice Department, has said that people who are American citizens who express sympathy for Hamas, which is, by the way, the legitimate elected government of Gaza and is no threat to American citizens other than Jews living in Israel and these kibbutzes. She is on record for saying that American citizens, not just foreign students, should be investigated by the FBI. This is going to be the new head of the Justice Department. So anyway, there was this task force. And then after that task force, which was created on November 22nd, 2023, a year later, October 7th, 2024, they released this Project Esther, a national strategy to combat anti-Semitism. And this, I think, is the culmination of all the work of this task force.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the policy prescription that is going to be implemented in the new Trump Justice Department now under these neocons. So, yep. Emily, you read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
What were your big takeaways from it?
Well, first of all, the name is a dead giveaway, Project Esther. Of course, that's in reference to the Bible story that is about the Jewish queen that was a secret Jew. It's just about the Jews committing mass murder. I guess 75,000 Persians, modern day, ancient Iranians, were massacred to secure that the Jews could live in the kingdom.
And be in power next to the king.
Right.
I looked over the Book of Esther.
And I mean, that's the same as in the UK right now. Yeah. The King of England was circumcised as a baby by a Jewish rabbi. Look it up. It's online. All you have to do is just Google it, mate. King of England, circumcised. Richard the Third or whatever his name is. Like Richard the Fourth. I don't know. It's Charles Dickens. Charles the Third. That's it. Richard the Third. He was a hunchback, allegedly, according to Shakespeare. But I'm not here to tell you about theories from fucking the stage plays written by various people under one pseudonym. According to some, but fucking Project Esther, mate, it's what they do. Yeah, the Trojan horse is basically a fucking is the story of what the Jew does to every city. Yeah.
Again, before we filmed, and it's something everybody should study. I mean, anywhere you go, if you're in a hotel and there's a Gideon's Bible there, pick it up and read the Book of Esther sometime. The Book of Esther is almost like the blueprint for how Jews are.
This is why. So what you're listening to right now is why the Christian Bible has all these books. It's actually a warning. If you fucking were raised as white Christians, you would know what the Jew does. You would know what a Jew looks like. If they've been running a fucking scam, a bait and switch scam on you since before you were born. Thank goodness for good men like Warren and good women like Emily. Yeah, and thank God thank you God that they got married and had babies. We still have hope, man.
Operate when they're living among foreign nations.
Yes, weaseling their way in, getting in the ear. Obviously, Trump is like the king in this situation.
Yes.
They're whispering in their ear and getting the king to murder their enemies instead, and then they basically take over the kingdom.
And as far as the 75,000 people, it's worth pointing out the bad guy in the Book of Esther, is Haman, the Agagite, who was the advisor to the Persian king.
Yeah.
Esther, his crypto-Jewish wife, the king's crypto-Jewish wife, conspires with Mordecai, who's the leader of the Jews and also her uncle. Mm-hmm. When Haman is agitating against, you know, basically saying, Your Majesty, you know, these Jews are a problem. Maybe we need to expel them.
Of course, that's not mentioned as to what the Jews were doing that could make Haman want this.
Right. So Haman is the bad guy, and you would think that he would be the one that they want to kill. And when you see people talk about the Book of Esther, very often this 75,000 figure is not mentioned. But it is right there. It is in chapter 8 of the Book of Esther. And Emily, I wanted to double check this because I think we mentioned it in the show we did on Amalek.
Yes.
But I wanted to check and find the exact, because I thought I remembered this correctly. And I was absolutely right. This is the New King James Version. This is the Book of Esther, chapter 8. Verse 11. By these letters, the king permitted the Jews who were in every city to gather together and protect their lives, to destroy, kill, and annihilate all the forces of any people or province that would assault them, both little children and women, and to plunder their possessions. And I looked this up again also in the English Standard Version, which I think that's the one that Gideon's put in hotels. It says, the king allowed the Jews who were in every city to gather and defend their lives, to destroy, to kill, and to annihilate any armed force of any people or province that might attack them, children and women included, and to plunder their goods. So the Book of Esther, which, again, Purim is based on this. This is their big holiday, Purim.
Yeah.
It's just a celebration of a mass slaughter of people, not only people who they say are anti-Jewish, but explicitly the women and little children.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just a classic Jewish motif is, you know, most
specifically the women and children. What is happening in Gaza, in occupied Palestine? What has happened in occupied Palestine? My fucking life, mate. Yeah, I can remember when Palestine was a lot bigger than just the Gaza Strip and fucking what's the other bit. Yeah, I can actually remember it when it was bigger. Yeah, and what is abortion? It's killing the children, mate. What is divorce? It's destroying the family. All the legislation to make it easy to get divorced. Who fucking turned around in the 80s and got the whole of the UK media, the Jews media, to turn around and tell the British, the English folk, the Scottish folk and the Welsh folk that they were no longer Christian nations, they were secular. Yeah? What fucking Jews media fucking in the late 80s, early 90s campaigned against the Catholic Church because they told the world the Catholic Church was all full of paedophiles and everything, yeah? And destroyed the fucking and turned around and got fucking Ireland, the Irish media to tell the paddies that you're no longer fucking a Christian nation anymore, you're fucking secular. Yeah, West Bank, thank you very much, Hayes. Yeah, it's the same old MO, What do the Jews, every time, right, fucking, we need to start celebrating what we've done back, mate, yeah, that's what we need to do. We need to fucking remember great times when people fought back, yeah, such as this one, mate.
Meanwhile, the Jews were at it again, about to throw yet another revolt. Led by the proclaimed Messiah Bar Kokhba, he promised to retake Judea by any means necessary. He gathered his fanatical Jews, slaughtered the local Roman garrisons, and retook Jerusalem for themselves. When the local legions tried to restore peace, they were pushed back by 500,000 rebel Jews. Bar Kokhba purged Judea of all non-Jews, Romans and Christians alike, along with their wives and children. When news of the massacre reached the emperor, Hadrian went mad. He sailed for Judea, followed by 12 legions, and started killing every single Jew he found. No mercy was showed, no quarter given. Hadrian would settle with nothing less than the complete destruction of Judea.
Hey.
So it was like that geezer was asking Dr. David Duke the question, like, what do we do with the race traitors? And he was trying to, and he was saying, like, well, there are laws for treason. Yeah, so you prosecute the treasonous people. And who's the treasonous people? It's not the race mixers. That's a symptom of. So you have to fucking prosecute. You have to get, it's all been there. We had this all. They've literally just come in and said, oh, you don't do that anymore. You don't do that anymore. If you do that, you're hateful. If you do that, you're anti-Semitic. You wouldn't want to be anti-Semitic. They've had to be, they've gone from being in the, having the ear of the king and having the ear of the elite to fucking having the ear of your children and fucking totally destroying any semblance of self in any of our nations or attempting to. I mean, I highly recommend that you go and watch the most recent Dave Gahari and David Duke call-in, like, yeah? I'm only halfway through it at the moment, but, like, people need to realise that fucking... if you're going to call in to one of the elders, they've taken away our reverence for our elders. Yeah, so it's a call-in show, and, like, fucking, you're going to call in, you're going to ask one of our elders a question. He's got decades of experience that he's going to reply using his decades of experience. So you're not going to, you're not, this whole fucking instant fucking gratification culture, when you've got to remember to show deference to your elders. So, like, fucking, and that's what I found depressed, slightly perturbing about the people who are calling in, because it's like we don't know how to treat our elders anymore. Yeah, with respect that they deserve. I tell you what, you go and watch. I uploaded Dr. David Duke being interviewed by the Hodge twins, yeah? That's up on FTJ and it's on White Pilled as well, yeah? You can go and watch that. They showed fucking Dr. David Duke more respect in allowing him to speak, yeah? And they had a short amount of time than fucking any of the callers that I've heard so far showed to him, because they're not getting the answer they want to hear. And look, you're not going to get the answer you want to hear, because the truth is rarely what you want to hear. But anyway, he was talking about his experience, and he was talking about the only way to end any of the race treachery, the race traitorism, is to take back take ownership of your media, take ownership of your education system, fucking kick out all the kikery, and you're going to have to start again. But guess what? You don't actually have to start again, because the skeleton is still there. What you've got to do is just refurnish some parts, mate, and just rebuild the system back up. More power. You have to understand that the nepotism that's being used against you since before you were born, you have to develop and be even more nepotistic than them. That's the key to our salvation, according to this fucking lunatic, mate. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a lot more base people out there, especially like these people, who can actually explain it to you more succinctly. And that's what we're going to listen to a bit more of now.
Moses led to all the newborns being slaughtered. These Jews are always committing mass murder, but there's always a moral reason for them to do it. It's always necessary, you know,
right.
Child killing. And, you know, this document starts out, if it wasn't clear enough with the name, they actually reference the Bible story and they go over the Bible story, including the quote, so many Hamans and only one Purim. We are all Haman. I mean, they've had, you know, Hitler is Haman, Hamas is Haman. Now the American citizens are Haman,
yeah.
AKA the enemy of the Jews that they need to do mass slaughter to. So, you know, if the Jews weren't masked off before, they really are now invoking this like ancient desert Bible story, Jewish hoopla bullshit,
yeah.
Right? So we're starting right off the bat with that. We're on to a great start. What can I say about this? Where do we even begin?
Well, we can start with their key takeaways, because I want to break this down. So the key trick that this Project Esther uses is this term Hamas Support Network, HSN, which sounds like a sort of, I was saying to Stryker, it reminds me of the RMVE, racially motivated violent extremist acronym that they used for our people back around the time of Charlottesville and after that. It's a sort of quasi-government designation. It sounds like a official anti-terrorism designation, Hamas Support Network, HSN.
So who is that? So basically, anybody that criticizes Israel on both the left and the right, we're all lumped into this terrorist organization now.
Yes.
So, you know, that's us, obviously. That's anyone who's talking about Jewish power.
It's anyone who's listening to this program and agreeing yeah. with it. It's anyone who has the thought that Jews have too much power in the United States, by their definition, could be lumped in to this Hamas support network. So that's the trick that they use.
It's illegal to donate money to a terrorist right. organization right now, a designated terrorist. You cannot send money to them, right? Now you can't even just not even just support Hamas and say outright, oh, I support Hamas and I support Palestine. You can't even be an independent actor now that's like independently criticizing Israel. Because even independent actors now are now lumped into an organization.
Right.
So you can even say probably, well, I don't necessarily support Hamas, but I am critical of Israel. They're still going to say that you're part of this.
You're part of this Hamas support network. Yeah. And it's also something that we need to point out again and again and again. Hamas was and is the popular government of Gaza, democratically elected. One of the things they say is that these groups want to destroy democracy. Yeah. Hamas was elected in a democracy. The reason they don't want to have democracy in the West Bank, the reason they don't allow democracy in Egypt. Remember when the Arab Spring happened and they had democracy in Egypt and the yeah. Egyptian people voted.
One in the chat, if you remember the fucking day off of the Arab Spring, that went across all the Arab fucking nations. And everybody was like celebrating, like fucking Charlie Veach was like, oh, meet my Iranian girlfriend. He got himself a fucking Iranian fucking trophy missus who soon saw the end of her ways, fucked him right off.
In the Muslim Brotherhood,
which
Hamas
fuck.
Is the Palestinian wing. It started out as the Palestinian wing of the Muslim Brotherhood. And what happened? Mubarak's military junta took control and executed the elected leader of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. So they say that these groups are anti-democracy.
And that's a theme now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a theme because when I read that, my first thought is, okay, yeah, the anti-woke stuff, how we keep talking about the flippening, they're now throwing us a bone. They're saying, well, the Biden administration was not good at combating anti-Semitism, even though they funded the whole war and sent over how many millions of dollars to, you know, kill Palestinians. They didn't do enough. In this document, it's specifically saying the Biden administration, you know, was focusing on other minorities and LGBTQ people and helping the rights of those people instead of the Jews, instead of combating anti-Semitism as much as they should be. So I think that was the moment that they picked Trump to be the guy now. Because yeah. if the Biden administration was, oh, you know, maybe trying to help black people a little too much, that's why they're throwing the LGBTQ people and black people under the bus now. I mean, they're done. Like, the BLM thing is over. The trans stuff is over. Literally, Mark Zuckerberg just on Meta, he's allowing people to critique.
Communism 101, Nate. Communism 101. What do they do? What do they do fucking this Jewry 101. They fucking promote degeneracy, destruction of the family, fucking destruction of society, release all the criminals. And then once they've served their purpose, they get the media to redirect the fucking, to the Jews, protect the Jews, fucking, you know what I mean? The only thing that they haven't done yet is, I mean, didn't Trump say during his campaign that he's going to make it a capital offence to be anti-Semitic? Is that fucking, are we not in lockstep right now with Communism 101, mate?
Critique the LGBTQ community more on Facebook.
Well, he just went on Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you mentioned Mark Zuckerberg because he is the perfect example of this. He went on Joe Rogan and he actually said that Trump needs to protect America's, the strategic power of America's companies. He used the word strategic.
Yeah.
Now, when he gave this little talk, he was wearing like his black like sweater with his like Wigger chain.
Yeah, he became a Wigger.
And he, you know, his watch, people identified his watch, the watch that he's wearing. He's talking about just regular Americans. His watch is worth over $900,000.
No.
So he's wearing a $900,000 watch. And he went on Joe Rogan, Mr. Everyman, who himself is worth $200 million, you know, last...
I mean, look at that Jew face. Look at that Jew face. I mean, everybody in the chat now, their fucking Judah is working overtime. Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Just... There's everything you need to recognize that they've taken away from us. They've masked themselves. These chameleons, these spelt with a K, we can recognize them. We see them for what they are. And it's like when I'm subjected to listening to, well, mainly when I'm watching like, terrestrial TV in the UK and that, especially on the news and anybody who's doing any presenting. When I'm watching the news clips on YouTube, yeah, all the presenters are kikes, mate. Or tranny, I swear there's this blonde bird who she claims she, well, it looks like a man, sounds like a man. You know what I mean? But anyway, like this is why I enjoy platforms like FTJ and White Pilled, because we need to stop using, well, I mean, people were saying like, who still uses Facebook anyway? But the majority of people still do. It's the people who are using TikTok. They're all Jewish platforms. Rumble, Jewish. YouTube, Jewish. Twitter, Jewish. Like, you know what I mean? Telegram, I swear, is Jewish. Like, Giza looks like a fucking Jew. He might claim he's not, but they're all crypto Jews in one way or another. You know what I mean? A kike with a shit haircut. Jufro. Yeah, exactly, Kermy. Exactly, Northman. Sir Northman, sorry. But anyway, let's get on with it.
Last time I checked.
Yeah.
And was saying how we need to have a new, the old elite needs to be replaced in America. And again, it's part of this whole thing of these billionaires masquerading.
Communism 101. Isn't that what they did in Russia? They replaced the elite. Fucking hell. They've done it subverted. They've totally subverted the elite in the Jew-United Kingdom, mate. You know what I mean? They married into it. They bred themselves into it, mate. You know what I mean? Look at the king. He's gone full Jew. It's just that the mask slips. He's gutted. He's like, no, I look too much like a Jew. Now they're going to notice. And then you look at fucking the heir to the throne, full bore Jew. Look at the fucking nose on it. Look at the bald head on it. You know what I mean? Anyway, sorry. Sorry, Warren. Carry on, mate.
Rating is populist. But
yes.
Zuckerberg, though, the interesting thing, there were articles showing, and we'll put the headline up, about how Zuckerberg's big change on free speech policy on Facebook is carving out an exception, of course, for anti-Semitism and anti-Israel stuff. So
yeah.
You can go on there and criticize trans people and blacks and everybody else.
Yeah.
And this is all part of their thing.
Yeah, well, that's what happened on X.
Yeah.
And the only reason the Jew critique was able to happen on X was because it was literally impossible to contain after October 7th. But yeah, now, did you hear Zuckerberg is now removing the tampon dispensers from men's restrooms? Oh boy, we're so back, baby.
Yeah.
We're back to what, 2021? Like, wokeness is over now. The tampons are gone.
Right.
Based. I mean, this guy's still a Jew.
So transparent.
I mean, come
it's
on.
So transparent. And Joe Rogan is such the mouthpiece of this new thing that's in. This dumb right wing billionaire faux populism, Jewish faux populism. It's so obvious. It's so naked.
So obvious. And, you know, this whole, what we talked about last episode, the woke right, this term that was came up. Now they're trying to label white identity politics or what they used to call Nazism as woke in this great flippening.
Hitler's woke.
Right. And they're trying to equate National Socialism to communism. And in this document, right off the bat, they say, both communism, and which is the origin of the DEI stuff, and Adolf Hitler's Nazism are a threat to, you know, the Jewish people and stuff. And yeah, so they're right off the bat, they're saying DEI bad. Right. We're going to roll back DEI because DEI paints things in terms of oppressor versus oppressed.
Yes.
And the Jews are now being painted as the oppressors. Which is so funny because Jews are the eternal victims and, of course, have used this oppressor-oppressed ideology to get into power and extort money from people and, you know, Maholocaust, obviously, forever. Now they're saying they didn't. They never did any of that. That DEI actually was working against them.
Right.
Because now they're being framed as the oppressors. So, yes, this whole thing is in the frame of anti-woke. The Biden administration wasn't doing enough for the Jewish community. It
right.
fully outlines how they're making the switch to the right. This is why Trump was pushed and allowed to win in a landslide. They're jumping ship. All the stuff we were talking about is being confirmed in this document.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's all to benefit Israel and the Jews.
they define the Hamas support network, so the HSN, which we see throughout the document. We define the Hamas support network inside America as the people and organizations that are both directly and indirectly involved in furthering Hamas's cause in contravention of American values and to the detriment of American citizens and America's national security interests. So,
indirectly.
Well, people and organizations. Now, again, because Hamas is designated a terrorist organization by the Jewish State Department, which in itself is a major, major, major subversion of the United States, of the sovereignty of the United States, that Jews inside America, just like in the Book of Esther, just like with the Persians, they can use the American government to designate their enemies, not our enemies,
their enemies, the
national enemies of Israel, not of the United States, to designate them as terrorist organizations, even when they are elected governments through democracy that provide social services and everything else, or are allowed resistance, which is allowed, by the way, under a military occupation, under international law, resistance is allowed again.
And just to remind everyone that Israel is a terrorist state. Israel
was rogue
founded
state.
On terrorism.
Founded on terrorism.
They like coined the... You know, the original, like, just going into a mosque or church and setting off a bomb and killing a bunch of innocent people. I mean, the
mass shootings,
the beepers. I mean, the stuff that just happened. The most grotesque forms of, you know, like blanket terrorism, like outright terrorism.
We went after Saddam Hussein for weapons, but they have illegal nuclear weapons. So Israel is a total rogue state, terrorist state. But again, the subversion of the State Department that... We have Jews like Blinken and these others who are able to designate something like the Nordic Resistance Movement, a terrorist organization, and then penalize us, American citizens, if we send a dollar and in any way support these organizations.
Or even like have them on a show or anything.
Every single bit of humanitarian aid that goes to the children of Gaza has to, by definition, go through Hamas. So
actually, that's a big question I've got for That's something that how would it go for white-pilled or FTJ to have the Nordic Resistance on their have a Nordic Resistance channel on their platform as the Nordic Resistance, considering the Jews have designated him a terrorist outlet. How would you go about that if anybody's listening from FTJ? It just popped into my head now. I'll ask in the back channels anyway. But because that's one of the strongest hobblers of our community, isn't it? They dictate who we can support because they dictate who is what. Because White Pilled and FTJ are not part of that Jew network, are they legally liable to listen to the dictates of the Jew who designated one man who just had conversations on Odyssey? He just streamed, wouldn't he? Like fucking, it's so long since I've seen him. He's got his own website, hasn't he? I can't remember. It's a good question though. I might remember it.
This is how they're able to do a blockade on medical supplies and food.
Yes.
Because if you are sending medical supplies, aid, support, food to the people, the children, the wounded of Gaza, the population of Gaza, by definition, it has to go through the Hamas government, and therefore now you have done terrorism. So that in itself is a major subversion, and we can't let that go. But with that said, they say furthering Hamas's cause. So not giving material aid to Hamas, which is illegal because of their subversion.
Yeah.
But they're talking about furthering Hamas's cause, which includes us filming this show. They say in contravention of American values, again, not in contravention of U.S. law. So what they are talking about here specifically is First Amendment.
And I mean, what does American values even mean? How vague a phrase is that in 2025? Because isn't American, old-fashioned American values evil now, according to the Jews media? So, like, so according to today's American values, according to the Jews media, surely the Jews are the evil bastards, according to, well, but this is why they've had to delete. Well, anyway, these guys are going to get into it now.
Protected activity that does not violate U.S. law.
Right.
That's very important.
If this isn't ringing alarm bells now for anyone who cares about free speech, and then, like, indirectly. So, yeah, anyone just making a show or, like, you know, holding an anti-Israel protest are aiding Hamas now. So everyone is lumped together in an organization, and any act that's critical of Israel is considered now an act of terrorism, essentially.
Well, they're trying to put it that way. And now when there's this section framing the problem where they say the HNSN's success would lead to one or more of the following results. Now, again, this has to do with the fundamental sovereignty of the United States and the people of the United States. They say legitimization of the protests in an effort to make their anti-Semitism and calls for genocide acceptable. Again, classic crying out in pain as they strike. They are committing a genocide. They're committing a genocide.
These protests are protesting genocide.
Protesting genocide.
Literally anti-genocide protests.
But the key word there is legitimization. Right. So
if you're framing it as a genocide, then you are committing terrorism. This is what this document is saying.
So that's one of the things. Now, again, protests are, by definition, legitimate. If you have the right to do it, there's a group of people, American citizens, come together, or foreign students for that matter, and they come together to protest a genocide in another country. That's legitimate by your standard. It may not be legitimate in the eyes of your enemies, but that's the thing. They don't want to have counter-protests. They want to shut down any protest at all. Now, they say...
Yeah, so I guess when the counter-protests, a.k.a. IDF's ex-IDF soldiers and like Mossad coming in and like lobbing bombs and like breaking the skulls of people that happened in May and April of last year. They don't even want to do that anymore.
No, they don't even want to get it to that point.
Yeah,
they want these and they've already succeeded in squelching the protests. But another thing was the erosion of resources and diplomatic support from the United States to Israel and its war against Hamas and decreased assistance generally. Deterioration in Israel's relations with and eventually a complete break with its most strategic ally, the United States, and passive or overt unilateral U.S. recognition of a Palestinian entity to include Hamas. And my point with all this is these are decisions that should be made by the people of the United States based on their interests, not based on the interests of Jews or of Israel. And Jews who push for these things in the United States are in fact the ones acting as part of a Zionist support network, which is the subversive network in the United States. So
yes,
everything they're accusing us of, they are doing.
Yes, completely inverted, as usual. And they're trying to frame this now as, you know, in my Christmas special, I had a line that's like, we're about to find out that maybe America first means Israel first after all. Well, that's literally what they're saying in this document. They're saying that anything that does not support Israel is inherently anti-American.
Yes.
And now Zionism is intrinsic.
Yes.
And that is exactly what they did with Russia. You are, and if you are, if you, it's fucking Animal Farm, mate. Oh, we don't sing that song no more. Snowball's dead, mate. Yeah, it's communism 101, Jew tardation 101. When you hear a Jew talk about democracy, he's talking about communism, mate. Yeah, we just had Jess Reeves all fucking the uber number one mathematical retard of the UK has just gone to China and signed some deals with what? Judeo-communist China to buy more shit.
You know what I mean? Low quality goods at a fucking high rate of fucking rate. Oh, no, what, import tax? Not for you, thank you. All of that shit. I mean, these guys are well on point, well on point. I'm really I enjoyed listening to this for the first time round. I'm enjoying listening to this the second time round as well. Good to see you, Sniper's Ghost. He's lurking, but he just popped his head in to say hello, mate. You're not alone, Einsatz.
Americanism.
There's a line in here, warning about the extent of foreign influence over the hearts and minds of America.
I know.
American youth. I mean,
so again, like, Israel's not considered foreign anymore. It's just intrinsically American now.
Yes.
We might as well just make it another state.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Because then the illegals could go there.
Right.
They could
right.
just be dumped there if it was a state.
Now, it says that their vision, their intent by the completion of Project Esther, and by the way, they intend to all implement all of this in the first few months of the incoming Trump administration.
Yeah, well, we can play that clip about Trump where he's like, anti-Semitism is going to be stopped at noon on January 20th, 2025.
I'm here today to tell the Jewish American community that this ugly tide of anti-Semitic pro-Hamas bigotry and hate will be turned back and crushed starting at noon on January 20th, 2025.
But yeah, he's talking about this. He's talking about Project Esther. He's going to go hard. And of course, he said over and over again, if those hostages aren't released by the time I'm in office, all hell is going to break loose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now, they say by completion of Project Esther, we intend that the HSN and its composite HSOs, organizations, will cease to exist as a functional, effective support apparatus for Hamas inside the United States. They will not be able to generate any political pressure on the U.S. government or the U.S.-Israel relationship. Now, what that means is that they want Israel to have their stranglehold completely over Americans and over the United States, and for there to be no pushback from anyone within the United States. I mean, this is just the way they're portraying this. It's that broad of a brush that they're painting it with.
Yeah. Now, so it's like even like watching a show, even just like watching the show or any, you know, anti-Semitic content, you are now part of this HSO.
Right. Well, HSN.
HSN.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they have a list of desired end states, okay? And this is all very, you know, everything is bullet pointed out. You look at this. One of their things is HSO propaganda eradicated from the U.S. education system at all levels. Unable to disseminate propaganda inside the United States. No longer have access to U.S. open society, meaning free speech and all that. Loses access to Congress. Now, this is an interesting one. Communications disrupted.
Yeah.
Rendered unable to conduct or sustain demonstrations and protests.
No longer have access to the U.S. economy. Okay, this is ES4. HSOs no longer have access to the U.S. economy. AKA, you can't make money at all.
And this is exactly why, white-pilled and FTJ are so important to the white community. Because you won't get cancelled. You won't get cancelled. You fucking... this is why we need more white platforms. Like, fucking... there was like one day that there was the printing press, and then somebody came up with an idea of doing one sheet that told the news, yeah? And somebody did that for ages. They fucking got on top of it. Then someone else got a printing press and go, I like that idea, but I'm going to do this. And that's how it happened. And like, so now we are a brand new, stage in this war. Yeah. Now, the thing is, the Jews they know how to work it. They've got a plan. This is what we're listening to. Their plan. They've literally written a report, and we're so lucky that this beast white couple is breaking it down for us so we can see how they're going with it. And we go, okay, then we can now act accordingly to avoid those pitfalls that have been deliberately, or those blockages, or the way they've circumnavigated. Right. Sound. You're blocking us from part of the system. Well, you guys can have your system. We're going nepotistic. We're setting up our white market, our white networks, and you guys cannot fucking take that away from us. But I tell you what, with only two platforms, that's a really weak network. There needs to be more platforms like these two that I'm on, where it is truly, you can be pro-white, you can earn your money, and you can support folks that you want to support, whether it be through making your music, like there's so many bass music makers right now, and you can upload to both platforms MP3s. You can also create, there's White Pilled Marketplace. I don't know what's coming with the FTJ network, but this is the platforms are out there for if you don't think either is these platforms aren't beast enough for me, well, you can fucking get together with your mates and build your own, you know what I mean? But like, fucking just remember, don't be fucking putting up bridges and drawbridges so you're not going to fucking connect with the other white networks, because guess what? So this is what, okay, so actually this reminds me, I wanted to talk about this, like, you know, fucking all this posturing that fucking Trump has been doing about fucking Greenland. Yeah. Now, the Bolshevik broadcasting, the broadcasting Bolshevism constantly, called BBC in the UK. Yeah. They're really going to town on this. Yeah. It's communism 101 again. Yeah. Because what they're doing now is they're fucking, you know what they're, oh, mate, you know how they fucking say to the Americans, white man bad because of slavery. Yeah. Well, I was listening to a report today on fucking the News at One. Yeah. The world at One. Watto on Radio 4. And they were talking about how Greenland is a colony that wants its independence from Denmark, yeah? Now, what happens when you... So they gave Rhodesia its independence, yeah? Look what the fuck happened to it. Look at all these independent... The Commonwealth got all the nations that were part of the Commonwealth network, a commercial network that gave us the empire upon which the sun never set, yeah? They turned, the Jews got into power, Disraeli got into power and went, oh, I'm such a base Christian that I'm Jewish and I'm still, and we did all these ones. You know what the Jews did? You know when the Jews did this? Oh, we were so good at being Jewish. What you need is more Jews in your fucking parliament. And I fucking, it's taken 100 years for them to fucking go real full mask off, like, yeah? What was I talking about? So yeah, so now they fucking, I was listening to a fucking report where they basically, instead of, they said, oh, the racist connotations of the colonial aspect of what Denmark did, the Danish fucking empire did to Greenland, and then they gave us this clip about fucking some poor Eskimos, and it was like, I was literally screaming fuck off at the fucking radio. I was like literally shut the fuck up. Every cliche that they've said about any white nation, but it was just like Greenland, that you could have fucking taken out Greenland and Denmark and replaced it with fucking British, Rhodesia, or British in India, or America and fucking, I don't know, Texas and Mexico. You know what I mean? Or like fucking little fucking Bighorn. Next to the fucking Mo fucking Heekins, mate. You know what I mean? So like, but it's all agitation. It's just like fucking more noise, mate, yeah? Just so you don't notice that literally the communist revolution that happened in Russia, yeah? The Jewish terrorism, the establishment of the terror state that has been masquerading as a nation for far too fucking long, called Israel, yeah? They are in the final positioning of communism in America. You know what I mean? Communist takeover. Have you not... Please watch The Killing Fields, mate, yeah? Oh... Enemy of the Gates, what a fucking film, man. It should be flipped round. It should be a bunch of bastards. Anyway.
If you're criticizing the Jews, you're not allowed to make money at all.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to live.
And the American public broadly united against them, and critical vulnerabilities exploited.
Yeah, Emily, just with Kermie's like dropping links to Emily Yukas. She is amazing. Fantastic singer. She's done some of the most bass tunes in the world. She's also very, very great comedian. I think she did that animation with fucking, what's his name? Waltz saying like fucking, they eat their food differently when the niggas eating a cat and that. I might play that in a minute. I don't know.
Now again, this roadmap that they're laying out here is the exact Jewish roadmap that was used against the alt-right and is still used against pro-white forces in the United States. Many of...
Here we go. Jews 101. I'm not going to interrupt anymore. This is the most important part of this stream that modern politics did. This is a breakdown of the most recent attack on America and every white nation. This is what they did to Rhodesia, and they still continue to do to South Africa and any nation that's fucking got any whites, actual Christian whites that were running it. Like, yeah? You know what I mean? Anyway, you, Warren, I'll shut the fuck up, mate.
These actions and this type of thinking here that was developed during that period, Unite the Right, then January 6th, but particularly our guys.
Yeah. That's why I was saying, like, weren't they already doing this years?
Well, that's the thing. This is all... It's all swept in under this anti-left-wing group, Hamas and everything. This will be used against right-wing groups. All of it will.
Oh, yeah.
So their list of desired effects, a couple of things is HSO supporting faculty and or staff removed or fired. So they're just talking about anybody, any college professor.
Yeah.
Sympathetic to the plight of the Palestinians. Getting them fired.
Yeah.
Access to campuses lost and or denied. Again,
this is communism 101. This is what I was taught the communists did in Russia when I was a kid. Yeah, it was like literally you went. They did to Christians. They did the communists did this to Christians. Yeah, it's what I was taught. Fucking my reverend, like the reverend, the priest of my school, military school. Yeah, he was ex SBS, but he'd actually smuggled Bibles into communist Russia. Yeah. So don't tell me that Christianity is not part of the key to our salvation, mate. They wouldn't have fucking have wiped it out as much as they could. But now it's like fucking they've convinced you you're not Christian anymore. So now they're just going like whatever you say, like fucking it's written. It's here. This is what was it? The fucking Project Esther. Look it up, mate. Look it up. This needs to be fucking really. This has got lots of talking points that you can actually fucking. It might be Amerocentric, but you can literally break up all these points and then point at a version of it happening in your white nation right now, mate. I know I said I wasn't going to interrupt, but I forgot.
You know, when I went to school at WVU, there was a free speech zone which itself was a really a factor of the Homeland Security Bush War on Terror era, because really, everywhere in America is a free speech zone. Every public space in America is a free speech zone. But back then, after the WTO protests in the 90s, they came up with this thing where they can cordon off protesters into this, like, this is a free speech zone, designated area, which itself, like I said, is constitutionally questionable at best.
Right.
But they're saying you can't even have that. You can't even – on no college campus will there be any kind of pro-Palestinian protests.
HSOs will be unable to raise revenue.
Cannot or unwilling to communicate with each other, unable to coordinate action. Permits to protest or demonstrate are restricted or denied.
Oh, what does that ring a bell?
And this is all in the,
Charlottesville.
Right. This is our thing. Unwilling to join demonstrations, in other words, pressure on them. And this is something that, Like I said, this was all used against us and is continually used against us. It was used against the NJP. Now, one of the things was expose critical resources. Again, this whole blueprint, two things about it. The first thing is it shows you exactly how they think and how they operate against us, against pro-white people in the United States, all right? But the second thing is you could just hold up a mirror of this, Emily, and show exactly the types of things that we need to be thinking about against Jews and Jewish power in the United States. Because everything that they talk about here in terms of these networks and how they're financed and how they're supported is If it's not true of Hamas, it is certainly true of Israel and Likud and Jewish power.
Oh, yeah.
So
all that they're talking about, like, oh, we have to expose the center of power that is used to, you know, like the center vacuum. I think they use the center of gravity term, the epicenter that like, you know, distributes money and resources and makes people act. And it's like, this just sounds like what you guys are doing. Like, people in the United States, most pro-Palestinian supporters are not, like, funded by anyone. They're not,
right.
like, they're not receiving money from anyone. They're not receiving talking points or being told what to do. I mean, that's only you guys, because
yes.
you, like, trying to get your influence out amongst people using these tactics because, you know, you're so unlikable and nobody wants to support you organically. So you have to, you know, spend, like, billions of dollars to influence people's minds. These are people that are coming to these conclusions on their own from just looking at reality, you know,
watching at pictures of little babies with their brains blown out all over Twitter and all over social media.
So now is like, you know, looking at a picture of a, you know, a baby murdered by Israel. That is now considered a terrorist act.
Yeah.
Or that's viewing
supporting terrorism.
Material.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You're part of a support network for Hamas. Yes. And that's this is the two things that jumped out at me the most of this whole document. The one was this section, because this is all, and Stryker and I discussed this, this is all coming straight out of the post-Charlottesville playbook that think tanks like the Rand Corporation put together when they were targeting so-called racially motivated violent extremists. So this is the way they mapped out our networks and identified these nodes and how they sought to disrupt them. The optics war, I think, was a product of this. I think a lot of the infighting that destroyed so many of these organizations and continues to plague us.
And you're seeing it on Twitter, where like people that are like the big anti-Semitic voices are smeared and there's lots of attacks against them. I mean, it's obvious, these coordinated smear tactics that they're doing. I mean, they're dumping all this money into it. And yeah, we're seeing it on Twitter.
They have it down to a science. I mean, again, when you're talking about, I mean, Department of Homeland Security put a lot of these plans together with these big old think tanks like the Rand Corporation. But I mean, the Heritage Foundation, when they have $100 million revenue, you know, they can really, really, really get this down to a science. How to destroy democracy, how to stop people's spontaneous aversion to these horrible genocidal policies, to the fact that we don't have sovereignty over our country, the naked capture of our republic by Jewish billionaires.
Yeah. And of course, in this document, they're framing it as we're trying to preserve democracy and we're trying to eradicate people that want to destroy democracy. Yeah,
it's very,
very
thin veneer that they put on that, though. It's so obvious. It's just like the Book of Esther itself.
Well,
and you just have to read it with a critical eye to see exactly. They're telling you exactly what they are and what they're doing.
I know. And they're sloppy. They're getting sloppy, man.
But they say that, as with any social network, and again, this is the racially motivated violent extremist, this is the alt-right playbook. Project Esther's operations will target critical HSN and HSO vulnerabilities, including critical nodes, critical functions, and or critical requirements to optimize effects and encourage the rapid dismantling of the HSN. This is where they have this section that really jumped out at me. A crash course in center of gravity and network analysis.
Right. So finding the anti-Semitic epicenters. All right, a crash course in center of gravity and network analysis. Center of gravity analysis. The center of gravity is the source of power that provides moral or physical strength, freedom of action, or the will to act. Critical capability, a means that is considered a crucial enabler for a center of gravity to function as such and is essential to the accomplishment of the specified assumed objectives, what the center of gravity does for the adversary. Critical requirement, an essential condition, resource, and means for a critical capability to be fully operational, what the center of gravity needs to perform its critical capabilities.
So that right there shows you why they focus on debanking. I mean, this right here is why you were kicked off Patreon back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is, this again, they improvised it in
This right here is why need platforms like White Pilled. This right here is why you need platforms like FTJ. This right here is why you need GTV 2.0 to fucking come out and get its shit sorted. So people can truly support the networks and start building. Because the only reason they gave you Facebook, they gave you Twitter, they stole YouTube from us and destroyed it. Yeah. Because they knew that if they can get every, because they've been, look, this is fucking the Bernays effect 101. It's all coming into fruition. This is what, it's not only, it's good for that Warren's been through all this because he's going, no, fucking hell, this is what they did to us. Like fucking like 10 years ago, mate. You know what I mean? It's like fucking, no, destroy the alt-right 101. This is what we've seen go on with the communities, with the destruction of the fucking community that was going on with Odyssey, the interconnected unity, which was Odyssey GTV, and there was all, it almost helped, it almost worked with FTJ and White Pilled, but like fucking it just went, no, you are not allowed to unify. Yeah? And the majority of the people who helped destroy that, which we had this time last year, yeah, instead of building upon it, yeah, are acting, are fucking fully controlled. It's like that fucking Mr. That fucking Agent Smith, mate. Yeah, just morphing from one through to the next. Like, yeah, yeah, we'll attack this and we'll attack that. But it's like fucking, it's easier to be retarded than it is to actually work towards a fundamentally changing network, a network that will fundamentally change their fucking grip on anything. Yeah, but no, it's easier to fucking attack each other's character and point out what we don't like rather than what we do fucking like. Yeah. Oh no, did you see what he said? Do you see how he does it? It's so fucking retarded, mate. Oh, I didn't get the way they did that because of you. And it's been magnified now, so anyway, right. But My point is, we need to all grow the fuck up, yeah? This is why it's good. This is why Emily, Warren and Emily are fantastic examples of where we should be. This is why this is why watching and listening to the two Daves chat and have a call in and actually fucking phone these good men, ask them decent questions about solutions and give them the fucking respect to let them answer. You know what I mean? Like, can someone reach out to Emily and Warren, yeah? And tell them about FTJ and White Pilled, how they can actually fucking start like, you know, you've got all these spaces on Twitter, you've got all these people on Twitter, they pay for their blue badge, where, and Julon's already said, oh, freedom of speech but not freedom of reach, yeah, already said that, yeah, but guess what, if you fucking go and sign up to FTJ and you pay that small premium, you can host better quality fucking spaces than you can do on Twitter, yeah, and there is no limited reach, yeah, it's as far as you project it, yeah. You're all fucking lazy, you're all fucking retarded, you're all thinking like, oh no, but we need a presence on, oh, I need a presence on Twitter, I need a presence on Odyssey, I need a presence on you. No you fucking don't. You need to build on a white network. And if you don't like what's there, build it and then offer it to the rest of the white network. And I'll tell you what, the fucking right, the real white folks, the real pro whites, yeah, we'll go, yeah, sound, we'll have some of that. Let's work together. And we should stop fucking attacking each other left, right, and center and acting like a bunch of fucking niggers.
In a sort of ad hoc way during the period of the alt-right, 2016, 2017, and then